My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God, coming to you from the wonderful country of India. We're here with Ezekiel Polinati, and I'll have him tell you the name of the city because I've been trying all day long to pronounce it.
In Vishakhapatnam.
That's it. Say it again. Say it again slowly.
It's Vishakhapatnam,
right?
The spring city of India.
Right. He lives here in this city. His wife is Malika.
Yes.
He has two children, Jemima.
And Simon.
And Simon. So I'd like you, Ezekiel, to describe to us a little bit about your life and a little bit about how you came into the truth of God, and tell us about your background.
Well, fortunately, my wife in 2005, when I got married, she expected me to be a good Christian. But unfortunately, I wasn't the kind she was expecting. But fortunately, my wife prayers was that I would be a good husband with good Christian values. I also had an opportunity to listen a sermon of Elijah speaking out to the crowds, saying that how long will you be in two minds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, either obey God, the Father, the Creator.
Why halt between two opinions?
Two opinions. Yeah. either you go with Baal, or you go with Baal, or you go with Jehovah.
And where did you find UCG directly? How was it that you came upon us?
I found them on the internet when I was looking out for the holy days.
Oh, okay.
And why the holy days are to be kept, and about God. And so, because I never kept Christmas or Good Friday, and even I debunked Trinity from my childhood. So, I was very keen about learning about the feasts, the purpose of the feasts. Then I downloaded some booklets. Then I started writing down to the ministers. Then
one. Who did you write to?
Initially, I wrote to on the website.
Uh-huh.
Then I got a reply from Mr. Ken Murray.
Yes.
And the Australia. Second, yes, from Australia. And after that, I again got a reply from Mr. David Schreiber. So in 2015, during the Passover, the Schreibers came to India and called us over, and we shared our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then started our journey with UCG. By then, by the time I met the Schreibers, I had a bunch of information on the website, which I could really.
Well, you are a fascinating person because we have so few people from India, and it's such a huge country, and it has so many cultures, it has so many religions, it has so many different ways of doing things, and yet it's one big country, and it's amazing that we have anybody who can come, out of this fog, so to speak. Tell me a little bit about the Christians in India, as far as how many of them, what percentage of the population, and how do you fare here in Andhra Pradesh?
In India, the government has rated, census at 2.8%. The Christians are at 2.8%. But realistically, there are the percentage is more than 11%.
Okay. How's that?
Here what happens is there is the caste system. People are bound by the caste and their background cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So every caste has got and culture has got their own benefits which they receive from the government.
Mm-hmm.
So most Christians, if they have to declare, they have to change their caste subsystem.
Uh-huh.
Where they may lose their benefits, and they also might lose their relations in the family. Their children might not get married. So,
we hear quite a bit about how family controls
and
influences the lives of people.
Exactly, families control every individual's psychology. So they don't, it's a family bound relationship. Even I was controlled by my parents. And even today, I have a close-knitted family of around 150 plus, and everyone guides you. And
well, you seem to be pretty much self-made person. You you have your own thoughts and opinions.
We have our own thoughts. I'm still mentored by many of them about the Sabbath. So, yeah. but still, that's a personal choice. Me and my wife, that's a personal choice. And my kids love to keep the Sabbath, and they don't go to school on Sabbath. Even my daughter is very, she's very jealous for keeping the Sabbath.
Oh, that's wonderful. And she's 12 years old.
Yeah, she's 12. And she doesn't care if the school, and she knows that today we are Sabbath. Uh-huh. She just tells the school authorities. Uh-huh. So, and the school knows that my daughter doesn't come to school on Saturday. So. Uh-huh.
Now, on the Sabbath, on the weekly Sabbath, you know, you are here with just one other individual in where you live.
We have one family which joins us for the Sabbath, just one lady. And when we invite, there are around on a Friday evening Bible study, which I conduct Bible study on Friday evening, just concluding opening of the beginning of the Sabbath evening. The Sabbath evening on Friday, mostly around 8 to 10 people. They attend.
Oh, really? 8 to 10 people?
Yes.
Oh, so that gives a little bit of body there.
Exactly. On Sabbath, like in the afternoon, some housewives keep attending, like 3 or 4, along with this family. So they just come, but they again, they search for the Sunday, fellowship and so on.
Now, I understand, too, that you've been translating some literature for United Church of God. Tell us the language and tell us what literature has been translated.
I have completed the Ten Commandments booklet. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't have the the latest edition of Adobe, which format.
Oh, Adobe Creative Suite.
Right. Uh-huh. So we have, that's almost close for printing. But once we are, because of the feast, it's been delayed. And once Mr. Eddington gets back, I wanted to write to him and send it in PDF format so that I can reset it up, the page setting here. I wanted to do a blog sort of a thing, which UCG Australia has done, a Bible study program, which will be mainly in Telugu language. Mm-hmm. And the Telugu language, I have, I'm close to completion of 4 of the Bible study booklets.
The correspondence course?
Yes.
The Bible study.
Bible study booklets. Yeah. Uh-huh. So the Bible study booklets can be placed online, and they can be, the blog can actually, track who has completed on a point-wise system. Uh-huh. So 4 booklets are done. Mm-hmm. And partly, I'm right now doing the articles from Beyond Today. Uh-huh. Articles where, some of the articles, I've finished the recent one, What It Makes to Be a Disciple, Mr. Scott Ashley. Uh-huh. And the 7 signs of the revelation, which is almost complete. So these are the
most popular article.
Yeah, the most popular. And I like the article of the disciples of what it makes to be a disciple from Mr. Scott Ashley, because that is needed for us in India, and it's I would like to go for at least a 10,000 print and circulate it, so that it gives actually the wholesome idea about what Christianity is all about. How should a Christian lead his life being a follower of Christ? So that makes it more energetic and so on.
Well, now you're back home here with your family. What are your plans for the future?
I have many things in mind. My family doesn't encourage me to do a regular job because I'm committed to do some kind of a ministry. Mm-hmm. And my wife says, forget it, you don't have to. Do it right now. And when my brother says, when you said you want to do ministry, why do you want to run behind work? You cannot balance. You don't worry. If God has any plans, He will set you. Until then, wait. I remember, Paul, when he was called by, he was in the encounter in Damascus. So it was like he waited for a couple of years, and he understood what he stopped his previous mission, but he waited until God really called him to take forward.
And the doors that God opened for him.
For him at that point of time. So I'm still open. I learned. I won't stop continuing to learn because my wife is the best encourager I have.
All right. Well, Ezekiel, we have really enjoyed having you here. And it was just wonderful to meet your wife and your children and just see where you live. It's been very, very wonderful, a very enriching experience for us.
Thank you.
So thank you for being on Inside United. We hope that you will come back and join us again soon.
Thank you.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.